Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Jared Payton joins us.
If you guys could have had a camera on me, because, you know, I'm an avid listener to the show and to the station. So when Lawrence was talking about how his feelings were, that if you would have seen me pumping my fist and hitting my steering wheel of the car, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly how I feel.
You like that?
I feel the exact same way. It's a different feel. And to take a part of what you guys were talking about a little bit earlier, just so you guys know I listen. Listen, I don't want to go chasing waterfalls.
Do me a favor. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Is that accidental, or are you trying to quote TLC on purpose?
I don't even understand the reference.
But it's hard not to when Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles put some TLC onto that interior line, right? It just makes you feel good.
And you do us proud. Because I don't want no scrubs.
You're not aware that's a TLC song.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You said chasing waterfalls. Now you're saying you don't want no scrubs.
I don't understand the reference.
It's like a tick.
You're the best. Appreciate you.
Talk to you soon.
All right, man.
One of the most underrated parts of The Other Guys is that.
As far as paperwork goes, we'll take care of it. You know why?
Why?
Ain't too proud to beg.
Come on.
What?
It's not funny anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not trying to
see references.
Still, nothing. I swear to you.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
It's a perfect day in the city beautiful. Folks are outside. Folks got shorts on. They are walking these streets.
Reuben this morning from the bed as I woke him up. Daddy, did you see the high temperature today? Did you see it? I'm like, yeah, I did. And he said, can I wear shorts? Like, absolutely, my dude. You go for it.
You go for it. Why not?
Today's the day.
This has been an outstanding weather week in March in the city beautiful.
You see the tweet from our colleague Austin Huff? I saw that Shane retweeted it. He said, the best thing about Chicago is the first 70-degree day, people just grab each other and start kissing each other on the mouth. That's basically what happens.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, it's just the love fest, the shared joy and thrill of having survived and knowing that the summer is coming eventually is a wonderful thing.
I had a moment a couple days ago where I was out on the deck, and my deck faces south. Mm. So I'm getting all of that sunshine, and I was like,
ahoy, Paloi.
Good like, for those flowers.
45-degree day with no wind and all sun in Chicago.
Yep.
There's literally no place I'd rather be.
45.
Think about that.
We will accept that.
45 and sunny with no wind.
Yes, please.
I'm going to Rosemary tonight, and I think their windows are going to be open. Like their floor-to-ceiling glass windows. Wow. I'm 90% sure they're going to be open.
Are you going to see Drew Dahlman there? We told him to go. He said
he was going to go.
He might go tonight. Yeah, yeah, might see him. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I like that he doubled back on that. He could have just ended the interview. He's like, no, I'm going to check out where you guys said I should go.
Yeah. I mean, he's a smart guy. He knows. He's talking to us. We know stuff. We've eaten things.
We have. Even today.
Even right now.
And what did we eat today? A box of duds.
We shared some duds. We bonded over some duds.
No, look. What? Spiegs and I are very... Do you still have the container?
Yeah. It's the tiny little baby duds box. The milk duds box. And
so Spiegs and I will often do this, where like one of us will go get candy, yeah, and then we share the experience with the other.
Uh-huh.
So if I get peanut M&Ms or peanut butter M&Ms...
It's good partner stuff. Natalie never gave me candy. Lots of scotch.
She wasn't here long enough. So I'll pour out some for Spiegs, and he'll do the same for me.
Yeah.
Over at BBM, they have like a whole table of treats.
Yeah, and these little boxes of duds, people are familiar. This is like
the Halloween.
It's the Halloween size, dud box. And I'd say you could probably, if you forced them in there, you could probably fit 6 duds.
I mean, if you were really cramming it in there, you could fit 6.
Yeah.
But usually, and Joe Bartosz and I were talking about it, it's like 2 or 3 is usually what you get.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
4 is a minimum. You should have a minimum 4 duds in this box.
Well, that's what we got. Spiegs walked back in here, opened up the box, and just poured 2 out for me. And I was like,
I did.
And when I finished, I was like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all the duds that you had? He's like, no, I had 2 myself.
Yeah, I poured 2 out for you and poured 2 out for my homies.
The fact that we got 4 duds in that little box, yeah, and they were fresh. See, the thing is about duds. It's about getting a fresh box of duds.
Tyler, you got him started on duds. That's on you, man. That's on you. You like smiled and gave him some good feedback. And now Mr. Validation is going to give us 20 minutes on duds.
It's the truth. Tyler, am I wrong?
No, it was just I was thinking of a candy story as well, where my wife bought me this thing is a meter long of Reese's peanut butter cups, almost as tall as me.
What?
And yeah, for Valentine's Day. And this thing, I'm still finishing it.
You're still working on it? So are they individually wrapped?
Yeah, they're like in a 2-pack, yeah, and they're all stacked in this big-ass box.
Oh, it's a big box of the 2-packs.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you guys a picture.
They know they have a lot of packaging options. The Reese's people just keep it coming, yep, with the varietals. It's out of control, frankly.
I feel like the Oreo people need to talk to the Reese's people.
Well, they got to be tight. I assume they're tight.
The families, they've known each other for years.
Yeah, see each other at the picnic.
They go back generations.
Yeah, see each other at the picnic.
They have been intermarrying for years now, those two families.
Yeah, there ought to be a collab there. The fact that I've never seen an Oreo Reese's collab.
I thought I saw something and I couldn't figure out if it was a joke. I need to go look it up. Friend of mine sent me, because they knew how much I love Oreos, that there is apparently a cookies and cream Oreo, which doesn't make sense because the cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream, that is the Oreo.
Right. Like that's what you get with your ice cream. And I didn't do the fact check to find out if it was an Inception type of deal or if they actually did this.
Do you know that Oreo is a copycat brand?
Hydrox?
Hydrox was first.
I prefer their actual cookie.
I just used that to clean my toilet this morning.
and yet it's delicious. Who knew? Yeah, Shane, trust me. Just go ahead and eat that in cookie form. No, like,
wow.
The Oreo people destroyed the dominance of Hydrox early on. Hydrox was the king at the very beginning.
Wow. Cookies and cream Oreo is a thing.
It is?
They call it the most Oreo Oreo.
That's too much.
No, it's not enough.
It's like having a hot dog flavored hot dog or something. I mean, like, you're already there.
But it's a hot dog sandwich.
It's already what it is. I know, Shane. That was a terrible reference. I know, man. You're shaking your head. I appreciate it.
Didn't we bring up hot dogs yesterday? Was that the idea of if there was a game in America that was a spotlight for Japanese baseball. They'd be at batting practice with a hot dog.
They'd be using a hot dog instead of Seiya's samurai sword. By the way, did you guys see what the Wordle was today? And we're going to talk about the Bears here in a second.
No, it's 2025. Nobody plays that anymore.
I do, but I immediately sent it. I guess I shouldn't tell people. I shouldn't spoil it.
You
for
do
anybody.
Immaculate Grid?
I don't. I don't anymore.
You used to, though.
I used to. But I do sports connections. There's a sports connections, which is super fun.
That sounds like a segment.
I know. I'm a dork. It's true.
You but, love sports.
Yeah.
I love gold.
Anyway, I'm not gonna spend any more time talking about the Wordle. I'm not gonna do it.
All right, then let's talk about the Bears.
For God's sakes, Lawrence, do it.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back a little bit inside of the press conference, and something that we kind of thought as a show was pretty interesting was what this last week has been. You've got five starters. You get five starters from the free agency period. That's what the Bears have picked up, which if you start looking at the draft and draft boards, you go, wow, there's a lot of opportunity and options there. And guess what? Ryan Poles agrees with you.
This really opens the whole board for us. So we're going to be able to sit back and kind of look and say, what's the best thing to do for the Chicago Bears, and who's the best player that can impact. So we got some tough decisions and a lot of film to watch between now and the draft.
So the phrasing of that is super important, but talk a little bit about the overall concept that's putting out there.
The idea that now the Bears aren't beholden to a position group because of what they've already been able to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
I still probably think that's the best way to go about the team building beyond 2025. And this is where Ryan Poles kind of has to show back up as the GM. It's clear to me with some of these moves, like Joe Tooney and Grady Jarrett in particular, that you're like, hey, we got an opportunity to strike right now. Let's get some good veteran players in here, some guys who are probably going to be captains of this team. They're older, so let's take advantage of that. But Ryan Poles also has to go, okay, we have to also draft their replacements or find their replacements. I think that that's what they're going to do. I can see offensive line still being a very important part of what the Bears do in this draft, and it makes all the sense in the world. That's how the teams who are elite,
for sure,
that continue to go back to the playoffs and go deep into the playoffs, that's what they've been doing for the last 4 years.
But they don't have to do it with desperation now.
Correct.
That's the thing. Like, it's not like you got to sit there at 10 and be like, well, we have to fill one of these holes or else we can't function. You know, they went out and filled the middle of the offensive line and the middle of the defensive line and the edge, frankly, in a way that will allow them to function. And there could be another free agent edge rusher to go along with Dayo Odengbo as a defensive end. So they don't have to do it with desperation. They are freed up to get what some people like to say best player available. That's not what Ryan Poles said.
No, it's not.
Let's listen to it one more time, because that's a key distinction. I hear people saying, well, now you can just take the best player available. No. Let's listen to the way that he described it.
This really opens the whole board for us. So we're going to be able to sit back and kind of look and say, what's the best thing to do for the Chicago Bears, and who's the best player that can impact. So we got some tough decisions and a lot of film to watch between now and the draft.
The best thing to do for the Chicago Bears and the best player that can impact. So they know what they have now and can put it all together, put all the pieces together. And then there's a variety of places that can go. And it is the best player who can impact what they want to do, because they want to be good now.
They want to be good now, but you also have to prepare.
For sure. But it's not just like, oh, this guy's great, we have to take him. It's this guy will impact what we are going to do right now, and that is going to help us.
And it doesn't have to be this guy is plug in at the position of need and go. It could be kind of what we saw with other teams, especially on the offensive line, of, hey, this guy is probably going to be our left guard, but we're going to use him as a swing guy right now. He's not going to start because we went and got our starters, but we'll find opportunities for him, and we're not going to be afraid to take him just because we have Joe Tooney on the roster. You could also now start, if you really wanted to, you start looking at tackles like for real, for real. And they seemingly like Braxton Jones. I don't see any way they couldn't like Darnell Wright. And the things that Ben Johnson has said about Darnell Wright makes you believe that to be the case. Uh-huh. But if you wanted to start looking for your left tackle, who's going to be here for the future, you could do that.
All right, let me throw some positions at you, and you tell me.
Let's go.
You tell me if this is on the board for you at 10 for the first draft pick, or if they trade down at 13, 14, 15.
With their first pick.
Their first pick in the first round.
Okay.
Okay? Left tackle.
Yes.
Defensive end.
Yes.
Running back.
Yes.
I mean, it has to be. Like, it's a possibility if they want to go that way. Defensive tackle in the middle of the defensive line.
I have a lesser priority for that right now.
I have a lesser priority for that. But if Mason Graham falls, or if there's a guy that they love a defensive tackle and they take one, I have absolutely no problem with it. Because you're not beholden to Jervon Dexter necessarily.
But now I think he's in a much better rotation.
I agree, but that rotation needs to still expand, and maybe it's a D-tackle who can play a little bit outside, or Grady Jarrett has been a defensive end in a 3-4. Like, I'll be totally fine if they go defensive tackle. It might feel like a little bit of overkill, but you need guys there. Ryan Poles said yesterday, we saw the Super Bowl. You guys all saw the Super Bowl. The waves of rushers that they brought at you from the middle and from the edges on that team. So, all right, safety.
Yes. I might be the only one on that island, and I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that as much as I like Jaquan Brisker as a player,
uh-huh,
I think my scouting report on him has been completely accurate. I thought for sure that his style of play reminded me a lot of Bob Sanders.
I remember you saying it right from the get-go.
And that means that you're going to have a lot of great plays,
okay,
but the career is going to be a little shorter than you hope. I really love Malachi Starks.
I know you do. All right, but so let's stay positions. We got left tackle, you're good. Defensive end, you're good. Safety, you're good.
Running back, I'm okay. You're good.
Defensive tackle.
It's the lower priority for me, but if they did it, I wouldn't be mad at them.
Okay, that's five. Wide receiver?
It depends on who.
Doesn't feel great for me, I'll be honest. It doesn't feel great, but would I have to trust it? If they get blinding speed at wide receiver?
I don't know if you've seen McMillan from University of Arizona.
Not much.
Oh, speaks. I don't think there's any way he's there. I think he's long gone before that. But this guy is...
I don't know. I've seen him in mocks somewhere between, like, is some before 20. I've seen him between 10 and 20 in a few different mocks.
You talk about a guy that looks the part,
mm-hmm,
very much looks the part, like how he's physically built up. He can also go get it.
Okay.
He's a lot of fun. So if that guy's there...
All right, we got to split, though, because I don't feel great about it.
I'm okay. I would say, it to me, it's a lower priority. But if they did it,
uh-huh,
and it was him...
All right, how about this one? You ready? How about corner?
Whew.
It's hard because you think Tyreek is supposed to be somebody you love at this point in his career.
I still have a lot of faith that Tyreek Stevenson can be a great player.
I struggle to have that faith right now.
I understand it. I completely understand it.
Now, Dennis Allen has done very good things with lower-end corners in his history. And Tyreek is a talented corner.
All right, so let's marry those two concepts for a second, and let me see if I can convince you to come over to my side on this.
Okay.
Dennis Allen's defense does what?
Confuses the opposition.
And then pressures them.
And then pressures them.
If you're going to pressure, you need corners to do what?
Tight coverage.
Tyreek coming out of college, that was the thing, is he a good fit for a cover two landmark dropping corner.
Discipline and then attack, right?
I think this system might be better
for him.
It puts more responsibility on his coverage skills.
Uh-huh, and he's got that. Because he gets beat in zone and he gets beat in some stuff like that.
He gets beat because he's greedy. He wants to make a play. He gets caught peeking inside quite a bit. But out on the island, I don't think he's that bad.
Okay.
And I think there's potential for him to be really good.
All right. How about linebacker? How about linebacker? It'd be a statement about Tremaine.
Of all of the positions that we've talked about, I think that would make me the most frustrated.
Okay. So we're still at five because we kind of have a split on corner.
And receiver.
And receiver. I'll give you one more. Tight end. If Tyler Warren is there.
Do it.
Tyler Warren from Penn State.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Oh, man.
Because
imagine Brock Bowers on this team.
I'm glad that you brought him up because I loved Brock Bowers in college, but I was sitting there going, I don't know if I... I felt like the wide receiver positional need was more robust for the Bears. And I'm good with Rome. I think Rome's going to grow into the receiver that we all think that he can be. Brock Bowers, and Shane was on this. Like, Shane was like, hey, man, Brock Bowers deserves to be Rookie of the Year. I think Brock Bowers is a special dude. And because of what Ben Johnson does in his offense, if that guy's there... If Tyler Warren, if you haven't seen his tape at Penn State,
yeah, it's pretty.
You need
special.
To check it out. I'd be like, okay, makes sense to me. Let's go.
All right, so we're both good on that. So that's six positions. Talk about opening it up for 10, let alone for. Well, you know where I didn't go is interior offensive line. I think it's off the table at 10.
I don't.
Guard center.
No,
center's not going to happen, but guard.
So here's the thing. That's why I said first pick. Because in a trade down situation, I'm more likely to be okay with them going interior.
I'm not going to feel great. I'm not going to feel good, in fact, about drafting a guard who's not going to start at 15 or 17 in a year where you're trying to be competitive.
Okay.
I'm not going to feel great about that.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be like, all right, I see what you're doing.
All right. So right. But if they do it in one of those two second round picks.
You're good?
Yeah, I'm good. And that's where it's going to be fun.
But see, the whole board is open.
It really has. It is opened wide.
You can do some fun stuff. Baseball season is upon us. In fact, my partner is going to start Hit and Run Sunday morning at 9 a.m. This Sunday, you will get it. We got into a baseball conversation that's going to lead to another baseball conversation, and you get to be a part of it next here on The Score.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.